Here's the news through till 12. We're going to be talking to Victor Amadi, a postdoctoral research fellow at the Center for Comparative Law in Africa at UCT. We're going to talk about the New South Institute releasing an analysis of migration governance in Nigeria report. Nigeria, a large country in Africa, both in terms of geography, land mass, and in terms of population, what, 300 million odd people, one of the largest economies as well. So as such, an ideal country to study when trying to understand the dynamics of migration governance reform in Africa. The New South Africa, or the New South Institute, has released an analysis of migration governance in Nigeria report. Victor Amadi is currently a postdoctoral research fellow at the Center for Comparative Law in Africa at the University of Cape Town. And welcome. It's great to have you, Victor. Maybe just elaborate on the key objectives of the Migration Governance Reform in Africa program and its focus on improving ease of movement and settlement for Africans across African borders.
Hi, good morning, Johannes. Thanks for having me this morning. So the project primarily seeks to kind of map out viable pathways for improving the ease of movement and settlement of Africans across African borders. So we tend to, you know, analyze the trends and the patterns of migration. And in particular, my own paper actually looks at the, you know, governance systems and trends in Nigeria. So the project just generally speaks to the overall African Union objective of enabling free movement of people on the continent.
Okay, so how does Nigeria's migration governance framework compare to those of other African countries?
So from my study, Nigeria's framework is quite robust, and I think it's one of the countries that has quite a very detailed migration policy first and foremost, which also speaks to its Immigration Act of 2015. And also emanating from that policy are key sectoral policies as well, including that of labor migration, a policy on diaspora engagement, also a policy that speaks to addressing internally displaced persons. So it's quite an extensive framework that just not speak to just migration, but also touches on different sectors.
Okay, so maybe take us to those notable trends, the patterns in migration into, out of, and within Nigeria that have been identified through this research.
Okay, primarily from the research. So this is part of a broader series of studies. So first paper that was actually published was just generally around the framing of the research. And thereafter, there was an extensive paper around the trends and patterns of migration in Africa, which kind of highlighted the various patterns of migration, and particular to Nigeria, it being one of the most populous countries, like you mentioned. So based on the trend analysis, you know, the level of immigrants within or coming to Nigeria, you know, the figures based on the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs data as per 2020, sits the immigrant population at about 1.3 million. And from the crunching of those data, it just highlights that most of the migrants actually, or this level of immigrants actually, come from the West African sub-region. So this is by virtue of Nigeria being part of the Economic Community of West African States, which is a consolidated block of 15 countries. And also the immigration stock also highlights the fact that the number of Nigerians leaving from Nigeria to other part of the continent and the world sits at about 1.6 million. And majority of those actually find their destination within also the sub-regional bloc.
Okay, and that would kind of correspond with the trends in the SADC community, the ECOWAS community contributing to inflows, and the outflows. Does that point to a brain drain?
So largely, I think that's the concern primarily, when we speak about migration in the Nigerian context. So largely, I think the government primarily now is, drawing towards, looking at diaspora as a form of a development kind of mechanism, actually relying on remittances from migrants in diaspora. But primarily, I think the concern now is the fact that the youthful population are
Are
emigrating
immigrating.
quite extensively, and that speaks to the issue of brain drain.
And immigration is, of course, just causing contestation for available work as well. So it looks as if we have to wrap it, unfortunately. We out of time. We're playing catch up on so many fronts. We appreciate this brief little insight into the migration trends out in Nigeria, and I think to a great extent you're probably going to see a replication of that detail, that analysis in other parts of Africa.